This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Hillerman, H-I-L-L-E-R-M-A-N, first name Diane, D-I-A-N-N, middle initial Mary. The date of birth, 4/13/1944. Date of initial evaluation, June 15, 2022. Date of follow-up evaluation, August 5, 2022. The chief complaint, racing heart. The HBI. The patient is a 78-year-old female who reports an episode of fast heart rate dating to several years earlier, period. It had then gone away, period. It seemed to have stopped until approximately 3 to 4 months prior to her initial evaluation, when symptoms seem to have recurred. Symptoms seem to occur with exercise activity, cooking, walking, working in the garden, but she had no associated chest pain or shortness of breath, period. She noted that palpitations occurred sometimes while lying in bed, period. Past medical history, anxiety / depression. Next number, alcohol abuse, but none in 35 years. Questionable elevated blood pressure. Past surgical history, fracture of the right ankle. Next number, left wrist fracture. Next number, cholecystectomy. Next number, sinus polyp. The allergies, codeine, Percocet. The medications, venlafaxine, 150 milligrams, one daily, aspirin, 81 milligrams, one daily. Family history, father had a heart murmur. Social history, no history of alcohol in 35 years. No cigarettes since age 42. No drugs in 35 years. Review of systems, constitutional. She has had mild weight loss, period. Skin, she has some brown spot. Eyes, she reports visual changes and wears glasses. Ears, she has mild deafness and hearing loss. Nose, she has history of polyps. Oral cavity, she has occasional bleeding gums. Respiratory, no cough or shortness of breath. Cardiac, she has palpitations. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, vomiting, hematochezia, melena. Genitourinary, no frequency or urgency. Neurologic, she has history of right fractured ankle. She has wrist fracture as noted. Psychiatric, she has insomnia. The physical examination, blood pressure 142/71, pulse 65, respiratory rate 20. In general, pleasant female, alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Exam otherwise unremarkable. ECG, palpitations, correction, ECG, sinus bradycardia at 55 beats per minute, otherwise unremarkable. Echo dated July 19, 2022, left ventricle ejection fraction 72%, there is mild mitral regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. Echo otherwise unremarkable with LVE ejection fraction of 72% and no segmental wall motion abnormality. Exercise treadmill dated July 26, 2002. baseline ECG demonstrates normal sinus rhythm at 61 beats per minute. Patient exercised 9 minutes and 30 seconds and achieved a peak heart rate of 124 beats per minute, which is 87% of the maximum predicted heart rate. The treadmill test was stopped because of fatigue. No significant ST or TVH changes noted. Holter examination performed on July 18, 2022 reveals average heart rate of 66 beats per minute, maximum 117 beats per minute, and minimum of 51 beats per minute. There are 5,821 single ventricular ectopic beats noted. 7 bigeminal episodes were detected. 1 trigeminal was detected. 10 couplets and no ventricular runs. There were 10 single supraventricular ectopic and 1 episode of SVT. Total tachycardia was 20 minutes in duration. There were 107 episodes of bradycardia, totaling 9.2 hours in duration, period. No significant pauses were noted, period. The impression, this is a 78-year-old female who reports palpitations, period. She was found to have normal left ventricular function, mild mitral regurgitation, and no significant valvular abnormality, period. Holter examination reveals PVCs, episodes of couplets, and bigeminy, period. There certainly can be some contribution from venlafaxine to her dysrhythmia and palpitations, period. However, she is an avid coffee drinker, and I have advised her to discontinue coffee or at least reduce the amount of caffeine that she takes on a daily basis. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on Diane Hilleman.